Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
After that first game, it seemed like maybe there was something here. Now it seems like they're the worst team in the league. Would you agree that they're down at the bottom at this point?
No, not until the battle for the basement on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
So it all comes down to this.
That was Ross Tucker with us on Tuesday. And I'm looking at FanDuel right now, and it's back to 1.5. I guess on ESPN it was at 1, -1, but FanDuel still has them at -1.5. +1.5 for the Dolphins, -120, -1.5 for the Pats is -102. Neither one's really favored. Like, I guess Dolphins on the money line's -102, Patriots are -116. The over-under there still is 36.5. However, no matter where you look, unless you want to tease it somewhere, the Patriots are the favored team this weekend. Home game, their second home game so far, against the Miami Dolphins, who are a rudderless team right now without their quarterback. They have been in the media anyway in Miami talking about how this past week has been a better week for Snoop Huntley, and he's been looking good in practice and things like that, which you haven't really been hearing at all, I don't think, in New England. Like, I sort of was thinking about that the other day, and it's different, obviously, because Miami's going through this quarterback crisis, but all throughout the weeks, like, do you hear Gerard Mayo or Van Pelt or anybody coming out and being like, wow, we really killed it in practice this week. Like, things are really looking up. I can't wait to unveil some of the things we were working on in practice. The one play I could maybe even think of that would at all sort of satisfy that was that hook and ladder play last weekend, the one sort of trickery that you saw. And I'm sure they practiced very hard despite that block in the back from Tyquan Thornton. But that's it. I mean, other than that, it's been a pretty basic offense, and no one really speaks about them like that. At the very least, the Dolphins are like, yeah, you know, we got this backup quarterback. He's looked a lot better this week in practice, and we're feeling a lot better about him going into this week. What do the Patriots feel better about?
Nothing. And I hate to be a broken record, but it all goes back to the offensive line.
Yep.
I feel like every week, Caden Wallace is on IR, and we're talking about Brian Hudson starting at center, and the fact that Mike Onwenu might have to go to guard because Laden Robinson is out. Like, every week, it's a new starting offensive line. AVP talked about it the other day. A new left tackle. Now you lose your best captain offensive lineman. And I really do believe that is the anchor that's kind of dragging this team down, both, you know, tangibly on the field, because what's AVP going to do?
Right.
Like, what play? You tell me. I know you dabble. You dabble on your Madden playing with the game book.
I'm all NCAA 25 these days. But
okay,
yeah,
so NCAA 25. What play do you call when your line is horrific? Which play is best suited for a terrible offensive line that can't block anybody?
I would go screen to the running back. Usually, you know, the line falls apart right away. Everybody's blitzing. You just pop it right over their head. Boom, take it to the house, something like that. That's probably what I'd be going with, screens until they figure it out, and then you're porked after that. That's basically it. You throw as many screens as you can. They finally figure it out. The line keeps breaking down no matter what, but at least on a screen, like, that's part of the plan. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not supposed to block this guy. I'm going over there to block the linebacker or whatever it is that you're doing on the screen, and that's pretty much it. I mean, that's what we were talking about last week. Well, how can you move the ball at all against the 49ers, and it was just, well, throw some screens, I guess. And this team's not a good screen team.
They're not a good screen team. And I would love to know what the record for most screens in a game is for a team. Like, you can't run a screen, however, what do you ever meant, 60 offensive plays? You're going to run 60 screens? I feel like it would diminishing returns at some point. You really would lose the value of the screen.
Might as well go for the record. It's not like the season's going to be anything different. What's the record for screen passes in a game? Let's break it.
We're going to hold a record for something. We can't go 0-17, so that record is down the drain. Let's go for the most screens. I don't think Alex Van Pelt is doing a good job. I want to be clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Bill Walsh could scheme anything up with this offense. Like, and he created the scheme they're using, the West Coast, right? It's one of those, what do they call those circles that overlap, the three circles, and then there's that middle point.
Oh, yeah, that's called the Venn diagram.
Yeah, it's a Venn diagram of crap. Like, crap is the middle, and it's like O-line crap, talent crap, QB crap, coaching crap, and they all just overlap, and it's just crap left in the middle. That's the part that
counts them all. Now, that's a T-shirt idea right there. Now, I'd buy that. I'd buy that at the pro shop. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls in just a second. Why do you think the Patriots are still favored? Like, what do they know out there in the desert? Like, what's going on here?
Because I think people are weirdly more negative about the Dolphins than the Patriots right now. Now, that could have changed a little bit last night with
that's
the whole
That's because they scrubbed the audio. It's because the rest of the world never got to hear it. Good job,
yeah,
everybody.
No one heard it. Imagine how big this would have been if they had not scrubbed it. No one could have heard it. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I think there's a weird trend of negativity that is greater with the Dolphins right now. And I think no one wants to bet on the Dolphins. Did you know they're the 39th team since 1990 to score 45 or fewer points in their first four games? There's only been 39 of them.
I didn't know that. That's something.
It's 39 years. It means there's only one a year, maybe, and that's the Dolphins with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Mike McDaniel. So, like, the bloom is off them. Like, and all the numbers, I think McDaniel's now, like, 1-9 without Tua, something like that. I know there's no faith in the...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Patriots, but there's really no faith in what's going on in Miami. And I think they are toxic right now. So I think trying to get anybody to bet on the Dolphins on the road in New England, it's like, okay, we'll give you a point and a half. Now will you bet on the Dolphins? And
yeah.
I'm not sure that's even that appealing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole, personally.
I might jump on the Dolphins if I get any plus money at some point this weekend, because, I don't know, I'm much lower on the Patriots than I am on the Dolphins, and I think the Dolphins are a mess. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to David in the car. He's got a thought on the locker room. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking the call. So I do believe the locker room is worse than what it was before. And the reason I say that, we all know that Bill Belichick didn't put up with nonsense. I think the problem with some of these newer coaches, and I think Gerard is doing this, they're too worried about being a player's friend, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can't. You know, I mean, I play the sport, not football, but I play professional sports, and there has to be a line between the coaches, the managers, and the players. And it's a line that doesn't get crossed. And when players get to the point where they think that the coach is being friendly with them and that he's not being strict enough, you lose a lot.
David, you're an older guy, right? Sorry to interrupt. You're an older guy, right? Was Red Auerbach and Bill Russell friends?
To be honest with you, because I was in Europe at the time when they were together, I didn't get to see a lot of them.
All right, I'll answer for you. I wasn't even alive, but I can tell you the answer to that question is yes. I understand what you're saying, David, but I mean, I do think that there are instances where Andy Reid's a player's coach. Andy Reid's not some strict authoritarian. And by the way, Bill Belichick last year maybe should have been a little friendlier to Mac Jones. You know, maybe that would have had everything implode on itself if there was a little bit better of a relationship there, and if Bill wasn't such a jerk all the time to everybody, which, by the way, wasn't working for this team and didn't work for the last four seasons. It didn't work when Tom Brady wasn't here. It wasn't some winning formula. Now, I know people miss Belichick. I think that's a reasonable reaction when you have a bad start to the year, but let's not act like the Belichick way was something that was working no matter who was in the building and who the quarterback was. It worked with one guy, and it worked great with that one guy, for sure. I mean, listen, it was the greatest thing of all time when it comes to the NFL, but let's not act like that was some golden rule that no one else, you can't do it any other way. That's just not true.
And more specifically, the line between players coach, hardo coach, what is more blurry today than it ever was. Like, your school. Look at Colorado.
Yeah.
You think there's some blurring there with Deion Sanders, the way he runs his program?
Well, it depends if you're related to him or not.
100%. Or Travis Hunter.
From his loins or Travis Hunter, yes. Then you get treated differently.
Special exemption. But the days of the hardo coach are fading for a million reasons, and we don't need to get into it. And the reality is, at all levels in all sports, it's not that way anymore, because a lot of kids will just tap out. Young men will just tap. No, I'm not going to deal with this. I have a place where I can go. You don't own me anymore. Whether it's, you know, NIL in college or whatever, like, you're not in that, oh my God, I got to please this coach because it's the only way I'm ever going to play, and this is the only way I'll ever have a career. That mode is long gone. So, and I think the Crafts, in part, hiring Gerard Mayo, were acknowledging that, and we're going in that. And I don't think it was just a typical overreaction to the last guy was a jerk, so we're going to have player friendly.
No, this guy's good at this, right? Yeah,
he's good at it, and we're in an era where you need to do this, right? Like. And not just in hell, not just in sports. Aren't we in? You see all those videos with like middle managers put these videos up of like dealing with employees, and like some woman calls in and she's like, I can't come in today because I was in line at Starbucks and then I spilled some coffee on my shoe, so I'm not going to make it in. And the manager's like, excuse me? Like,
I've not seen these videos, but I'll take your word for it.
There's these managers that, and I'm taking them at surface value because I do believe there's a lot of this. Like, there was that video. Remember the girl crying about getting home late? It was her first job. And she was like, and I don't get home till 5:30 and then I have to eat. And when am I supposed to go to the gym and have fun? And it's like,
I think we have different algorithms. I don't know these videos you're talking. I believe they exist. I just don't think I've seen them.
I'm afraid of your algorithm.
This sounds like a boomer rage bait is what you're describing right now.
It might be. Whatever. But I just think to say you're going to just have... And Andy Reid's a great example. He is not a dictator. He is not... If anything, you hear Patrick Mahomes talking about, you know, the behind-the-back pass and those... Andy eggs me on. He wants me to do those.
Loves
he tries
stuff.
To get me to do those. Yeah. Like, he's not this dictator that you might think he is because he's been coaching for 35 years. So... In theory, Gerard Mayo's way is probably forward-facing, is more modern. But just because in theory, I mean, you still got to execute it, right? And I'll go back to, you also still have to have the right people in the locker room. Because no coach can overcome 53 bad eggs or even a big chunk of the 53 being bad eggs. Belichick, go back to that 2009 you referenced, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm.
2009, that team had some bad eggs, did not have some true... team first, Patriot players. And what happened? It left Bill Belichick, the greatest authoritative coach of all time, with his arms crossed saying, I just can't get this team to do what I need it to do.
Yeah. Right? And then Ray Rice ran all over him, and that was that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We had Jelani Tavai, and he was on the morning show. He was asked about this whole situation with the mutiny or lack of mutiny. We have audio from all throughout the day, really, that we're going to play. But this Tavai thing stands out because... We got scrubbed. That's right. Right here at WEEI, there was a scrubbing going on. We'll get to that right after this.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.